The one and only G-Love and Special Sauce here on 98.3. The Penguin singing about those cold beverages. Perfect way to set the stage for what we've got to talk about. I teased you a moment ago, said I had some special guests coming to join in the studio. We have the great pleasure, me particularly, a lot of the time, of getting to shine our local voices spotlight on members of our community and new businesses. And oh, what a great new business that is about to open its doors. So let me give a big warm welcome first to Shane Faulkner and Oliver Early with End of Days Distillery. Welcome to the Igloo, guys.
Thanks, Cam. Thanks for having us.
It is my pleasure. Shane, we were talking off air. We've had a virtual relationship for a few in a completely different business. His story isn't so unlike mine in terms of taking a sharp right turn in a different direction. You're the owner of Integrated Pest Management, right?
I was, yeah.
And now you are about to open End of Days Distillery.
I'm excited.
Can you believe it?
I cannot. It's like a dream.
I'd imagine it's been a dream listening to you and Oliver talk before we got on air. This has been something that's slowly been forming, whether you knew it or not, over years. And then I guess the vision really took form in the past year. So with that, let me let you kind of give a little bit of an introduction and a little background to everybody about where you are in this brand new baby of yours with End of Days Distillery.
Yeah. So again, my name is Shane Faulkner. I'm the owner of End of Days Distillery. It's located on Castle Street. And we have just taken an opportunity to bring something to Wilmington that is not here. And we know that Wilmington is very thirsty. They appreciate the craft industry. And we are excited about bringing it to Wilmington. And we've had excellent local support from it already.
Yeah, and it sounds like a family affair. I guess you and Oliver have known each other for a long time. And if I was understanding correctly, you guys have been, you know, Oliver's a renowned mixologist, I guess you would say.
Absolutely. We've been friends for a long time.
Yep, most of my adult life, I would say. And I got started going over to Shane's house. He would be brewing some beer. We'd make some soup when we first got started. And
Soup Wednesday.
Soup Wednesday, which turned into Beer Brewing Wednesday, which was a lot of fun. And so he's had that experience over the years, and getting to watch that progress into him being this master distiller is just really awesome.
I can only imagine. And I guess I was asking you also before we jumped on about kind of the decision. You were thinking this was going to be a brewery originally. You were going to do End of Days Brewery.
Yeah, I mean, years ago, I bought the domain. I was ready to make it a brewery, and I loved beer. I loved brewing beer, and I said, hey, I can do this. Even entered a couple competitions and decided after a few years of having another business that Wilmington had plenty of breweries and that had kind of passed. So switched gears, went to the Kentucky Bourbon Trail, changed my life, came home. I realized there was a different side of the industry. And my wife and I, every place we go, it is, hey, let's go to a distillery. Let's go check out, see what somebody actually handcrafted. And it just appealed to every part of my being, and I wanted to produce something. So that's how we kind of got into it.
That is cool. You say the Kentucky Bourbon Trail experience changed your life. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so we went out there, had a little family vacation, took our kids with us on the Bourbon Trail, and they enjoyed that. But we visited, you know, all of the big name distilleries. But what I appreciated the most were these little mom and pop that were just getting going. The craft industry also was jumping about a year or two ago, and I was always been interested. So I'm listening to these podcasts. I'm just going over and over, and I don't know. It's every part of everything that I like to do. Just handcrafting something from nothing. I have an industry, you know, just a background in construction. I knew I could do this. I did bring the idea to my wife. That took a little bit of convincing. But Wilmington is the perfect location.
And in your eyes, what is it that makes it so perfect?
You know, I think everyone appreciates where their stuff come from. From the beautiful restaurants that we have down here, the beaches. We appreciate nature. We appreciate craft in general and everything that comes along with that. So when we decided, you know, we love Asheville. We are number two behind Asheville for breweries. I think that says a lot about what Wilmington is about. And they do appreciate local, and that's what we are.
Amen to that. If you're just joining us, that is the voice of Shane Faulkner, owner of the about-to-open End of Days Distillery. I mean, everything about it, you can go online, go to the website, go to their Facebook page. You will see just how beautiful everything about it is. You can tell the care and the thought that has gone into it. And I guess you've even literally put your blood, sweat, and tears into building the space and welding and so forth. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So when I decided to do this, we took over an old Quonset hut that was about to fall down, and we redid it. I mean, I kept as many of the original products that we could, the wood, the windows. I used shipping containers. So we cut shipping containers up, used it as hallways. We burned the wood. We've done the plasma cutting, the welding, the electrical, everything that you can think of has been put into this. So yes, I can actually say we built a distillery from ground up.
That is pretty phenomenal. And there's a lot more to come. We've got a lot more to talk about. I mean, this is going to be an event space. People can come and take tours. Obviously, the cocktails. We'll talk about the products that you're actually going to be making. We'll take a little bit of a musical interlude. If you go to their Facebook page or the website, you'll find a video. And this is the music that is featured in that video. It's a band I wasn't familiar with, but found. Is a band named Astro Diver, and you said your designer, Matt Ebbing, with Ebbing Design, who's local here and has really helped you put all your visions out into the world.
Yes.
And he's the one that kind of found this song. This will kind of convey to you guys, right? Didn't you say you felt like this music just...
Yeah, it's very raw, metal, concrete, wood, and ingredients to make an ultra-premium product.
Elemental. All right, so we'll have more with Oliver and Shane from End of Days Distillery. But right now, it's Astro Diver with Wake Up here on The Penguin. That is the band Astro Diver. New to my ears as of late, but a great song called Wake Up, kind of setting the backdrop for the End of Days Distillery, which if you missed the first segment, we were just chatting online, and we still are here on the air with Shane Faulkner and Oliver Ernie. They have embarked on quite an undertaking in opening Wilmington's End of Days Distillery. The grand opening and celebration is coming up February 1st. We'll have more on that, but we're going to talk about the meat and potatoes. We talked about in the first segment kind of how this all has come about, but now what's is going to be distilled here. Oliver, you want to take it away and give a little introduction to everybody out there?
Yep. So I'm looking forward to introducing our Port of Entry series to Wilmington. And that's going to include, when we first open February 1st, a vodka, which is really an ultra premium vodka. I can't wait for you to taste it. It's fantastic. And also a wonderful silver rum that we'll be releasing. It'll be available in ABC stores and at our location on Castle Street coming up February 1st in the next couple weeks. We also were looking forward to, by Azalea Festival is our goal, to release a gin to Wilmington, which will be the first made in Wilmington gin, I believe. And so these are really fantastic products that make awesome, awesome drinks. And that's been a passion of mine for a long time, is making great drinks for my friends and my family and great food. And that's what this place is all about. It's about a creative expression and sharing something really homemade and wonderful with Wilmington.
And as a mixologist, is there a favorite? I'm sure your wheels are spinning already on the drinks that you're going to be making here. Obviously, this distillery is not just going to be producing. This is a place for people to come and hang out.
Oh, yeah.
And have events and parties and gatherings and things like that. But have you got a favorite thing you can't wait to put out there?
You know, I woke up this morning thinking about citrus. Mm-hmm. And citrus this time of year is so fresh. It's vibrant. It's delicious. And it pairs really, really well with both rum and vodka.
Right.
And so I was kind of thinking about a blood orange martini. And that kind of sounds good right now. It's nice. It's not too sweet, but it's just got a great flavor profile.
Amen to that. So let's talk about what you guys are going to be doing with the space. And I tell everybody out there, you've got to go to the website and you've got to go to the Facebook page. You can see photos of this place. It is gorgeous, really, what you've done. And you've got it tucked away on Castle Street, which continues to evolve. A beautiful spot, it seems like, for you guys to be. The photo gallery will walk you through. So you guys have a vision for this place to be able to host all sorts of events. Paint that picture for everybody out there.
Yep. So it's a really beautiful space. It's unique. We've turned this Quonset Hut building that originally was a warehouse into this beautiful event space that it sort of looks a little bit like the inside of a barrel. And so there, I'd say the sky is the limit on the events that could be held there. Some of the things we're looking forward to hosting in the future would be a gin tasting experience, which would be very unique to Wilmington. Mm-hmm. Some cocktail classes would be fantastic. But we look forward to hosting all sorts of events there and really sharing it with the community over on Castle Street.
And a beautiful space. I mean, plenty of room over there as well. Let's talk a little bit about the labels. I know I was reading in some correspondence you guys sent to me about your labels, and I won't tell everybody about that.
Yeah, so when we were designing the labels, Matt and I, we wanted to bring in illustrations from an artist. So we did that, and then it's a beautiful design. And then we did something very special for Wilmington because this is the Port of Entry series. We wanted to show an appreciation for where we live. And so on the back of the labels, when you turn all three bottles around, and the vodka, the gin, the rum, turn them all around and look through, and it will paint a picture of the full Wilmington riverfront.
That is too cool.
Yeah, so a little collector's edition.
Yeah, that is very nice. I got to say, too, I was looking at your website at least a week ago, considering you haven't even opened your doors yet. It seems like you guys are very organized. I mean, the merch is already there. The display, the website is beautiful. Everything is already up and running. Like you're already open.
Yeah, it's funny. I actually had to lock the doors. I couldn't get anything done. People were walking in, and merchandise was coming off of the shelves before I could put it on there. So we have sold. I can't even begin to tell you how much merchandise out of it, and we're still a construction site at this point. You know, I have passed all inspections, which is great, but. But we're getting new merchandise in, some very exciting stuff. So very soon.
I mean, I was drooling over the merch already. I was like, I want that hat. Yeah, I want, you know, the T-shirt. The logo is fantastic. Do you want to talk about the logo a little bit?
Yeah. I think that logo is, I think you said it right. It's easy going. It can take you whatever place you want to be from the mountains to the coast. I love surfing. I grew up in an agricultural community. I love snowboarding. And I think it just brings all of the elements together of everything that I appreciate. And when we saw it, Matt and I worked on it together. I knew exactly what I want. He has translated thoughts into words, pictures, illustrations, and I can't thank him enough.
Yeah, I mean, that is not an easy thing for people to do. Always, you know, you have a clear vision in your head of what you want. To get that out into the real world can take some doing.
Absolutely.
So kudos to Matt. For doing that. All right, everybody, I could keep you guys in here all day chatting about this. End of Days Distillery, I guess on a final note, talk about the name of the business.
Yeah, so End of Days Distillery, it can go a lot of different ways depending on where you are in your life, but it was a bunch of our friends, including Oliver, sitting around a campfire one day, and we just kind of noticed that a lot of the conversations ended after reflecting about, you know, your kids or your wife or just life in general. Well, at the end of the day, it just kind of summed it up. And we're sitting around there. I said, you know, it is. It just depends on where you are in your life, of what you sit back and you reflect on something. Are you enjoying something special? And we were passing something around very special, yeah. You know, mm-hmm. and enjoying a very fine spirit. And, you know, I think that was the essence of the name is who do you appreciate it with at the end of the day?
Yep. I think it's about celebrating the end of a day. And we've really created a space where people can do that and a product that they can do it with. And so we're so excited to introduce it to Wilmington.
Well, I have a feeling, as if you said, Wilmington was already, you know, gaining on the map in the brewery boom. But now this is going to take it to the next level.
Well, we hope so. And we hope that it helps Wilmington out and like you said, puts it on the map and get on the distillery tour. We're working with North Carolina Distillers Association and hopefully do our own little North Carolina tour eventually.
Amen. Really, congratulations to you guys. Everything looks premium, ultra premium,
all of it.
Not just the spirits that you're going to be distilling, but everything about it looks completely beautiful. Go do yourselves the favor, folks. Hit the website, endofdaysdistillery.com. It's EODdistillery.com. They're on Facebook, of course. And the grand opening is coming. You're under 2 weeks, right?
Oh, it's coming close.
So February 1st
Saturday.
Is a Saturday, a week from Saturday. And you're going to have food trucks.
Yep.
You're going to have spirits. You're yes. going to have your merch. I bet you're going to sell out of it that day.
I hope so.
Anything else to mention to people about that?
We look forward to having those food truck vendors there. I believe we have Lane's Ferry, Wilmy Woody, Oyster Sea.
NC Oyster Company. NC I'm very
Oyster
excited
Company.
About.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mother of Wild and Spinning Cotton.
Fantastic. So that's going to be going on throughout the day on Saturday, February 1st. Congratulations to you guys. It's nice to see the way your dreams really just have evolved into the real world.
Thank you.
Big props to you. End of Days Distillery. Find out all you need to know online. We'll serve up some Lana Del Rey, Rodrigo y Gabriela, and more coming up here on The Penguin.